Something big is coming. Facilities like these are being repurposed into death camps, according to mainstream media reports, with new facilities being built around the country and around the world. Right now, FEMA is teaming up with state emergency management agencies to build new camps in many states across the country. Countries like Australia are building camps outside of every major city. And in the UK, they're building huge prison cities like the Wellingsborough facility. Everybody's seen videos of this monster being constructed. And it's being built right next to the New Valley Crematorium. Obviously, people are going to disappear from these facilities and end up in the incinerator, ladies and gentlemen. But we're getting reports that incinerators are going to be included in these death camps. We've seen the FEMA coffins. We've seen the mobile incinerators. They've been planning this for years. Something big is coming. And this is going to be another dark winter brought to you by the New World Order, Bill Gates, and Big Tech. Now, we've got some disturbing news from the scientific journal The Lancet to report. It seems like the vaccinated carry 250 times the viral load when compared to the unvaccinated. That's like 250 unvaccinated people for one vaccinated person. That's how much virus is running around in the vaccinated. Now, of course, having this discussion here is quite difficult because many of you feel like there is no virus, that viruses don't exist. And so, what do you say to that, ladies and gentlemen? Do viruses exist? Does herpes exist? Do STDs exist? Did coronaviruses exist before this pandemic? Seems like the coronavirus is like a flu virus. That's why the death rate is so low, but it spreads so fast. It's like a flu. And we know that they were doing gain-of-function research on this flu-like virus. And so chances are they did juice up a virus. Most people, if they can remember back in the spring of 2020, last year, when this all rolled out, most people felt like they got some kind of flu. And that made it real for many people. They caught the flu, and it was a bad flu. But it was made worse by things like 5G. And wireless technology, which essentially suppresses the immune system. But why would this vaccine, which is obviously a killer, which is obviously toxic, why would this vaccine pump up the virus load in the vaccinated? Well, if you remember, this vaccine causes the vaccinated to mass produce spike protein. And this is what the antibodies latch onto. And so when the virus appears in the body and begins to replicate, the antibodies, instead of attaching to the virus, are attaching to the spike proteins from the vaccine. And they're not attacking the virus. And so this vaccine is a double whammy. This vaccine guarantees that things are going to melt down because these vaccinated people are mega super spreaders. They're not just like super spreaders. They're mega super spreaders. They hold as much virus as 250 people. And that's saying a lot because this virus is already highly contagious, like the flu. And so It's the perfect storm. And it just got worse because they've added fuel to the fire. This vaccine will make it 250 times worse, potentially, for all those that are vaccinated. And so these people are going to drop dead. And this is why they're in such a hurry to get everybody vaccinated, so that way they can hide the fact that the vaccine is causing the problems. But undoubtedly, they've known this for quite a few months now, if not longer. And this is why they've reversed course on their mandates with the masks and other requirements. And so we're going to see social distancing again. We're going to see lockdowns again. We're going to see the exact same thing happen again this winter that happened last winter, and even worse. Because now all of these vaccinated people are a ticking time bomb. Their immune systems have been wiped out. They're immunocompromised. They're full of toxic graphene and other chemicals. And the spike protein all by itself is a toxin, which is essentially killing people. The people that cooked up this vaccine should be tried like the war criminals during World War II. And all these people that are pushing this toxic vaccine should be tried under the Articles of the Nuremberg Codes. But no matter what comes out, these people on TV, they're not going to listen. Because these people on TV have an agenda. They have a schedule to keep. And it's right there on the Georgia Guidestones. These people mean to kill you. That's why they ordered all of these FEMA coffins many years ago. They mean to kill you. They mean to exterminate you. And so they're coming to inject your children. They've been grooming them and raping them in schools for many years now, but now they're coming to inject them. They're going to kill them. And many of the
can be injected into a human body with a syringe. It's about the size of a single grain of salt. Chips like this one could eventually be tiny. It can be injected into a human body with a syringe. It's about the size of a single grain of salt.
Look, it's just going to get so much worse and worse. You guys have to continue to fight out there, push back. The lines have been drawn. Don't give them an inch. Don't accept any more mandates. Whatever they're prescribing, it's making it worse. The masks make it worse, not better. The vaccines make it worse, not better. The lockdowns make it worse, not better. This isn't about health. Because if it was about health, they wouldn't be surrounding you with death towers. They wouldn't be fluoridating the water. They wouldn't be adding all of these chemicals to the food. This isn't about public health. This is about extermination. And so
chips like this one could eventually be tiny. It can be injected into a human body with a syringe.
Yes, and they're injecting you not only with chemicals and a Franken vaccine, but also microchips. I mean, they're totally raping people right now. And it's beyond imagination what they're doing to people right now. I mean, they're becoming magnetic. They're dropping dead. They're 250 times more infectious than they were before. And in the animal studies, they all drop dead within 2 years. I mean, this is so criminal. And on top of that, they're building giant FEMA camps with incinerators to exterminate you. What more do you need to see, ladies and gentlemen? It's been 20 years since 9/11. What more do you need to see? And you could talk about all sorts of different issues like Afghanistan and the like right now, talking about how they're not capable of managing a crisis or managing a situation. They're totally incompetent. They're liars. They're buffoons. But it's worse than that. These people are crazy like Jonestown. These people want you to drink the Kool-Aid. They want to kill you because they've been exposed as child-molesting devil worshippers that drink blood and eat children. Quite literally. And so they feel the pressure. They understand that time is running out for them. And so what happened in Jonestown when time was running out for that cult? They gave everybody the Kool-Aid. They've been planning this for many years. But what we know for sure is that it seems like they cooked up a super flu virus. They released it around the world, and it's amplified by 5G and wireless technology, as well as the vaccine. So this is about amplification. They're amplifying the flu virus and making it worse. They can actually steer this pandemic and target people. Given that everybody's been infected with this virus, all they have to do is activate you with a death tower or with your phone or with one of these Starlink satellites. And then they can take you on. This is how they're getting all of the conservative politicians and radio hosts. Like one day, oh, he's mocking the COVID, and then they zap him. And then they're like, oh, yeah, no, he got it. See, he wanted the vaccine. So they're going to blackmail you. They're going to force you to get this vaccine unless people take out this infrastructure. The death towers, the corrupt politicians, the television stations. This whole 1984 Orwellian infrastructure has got to go, or people are going to be under the boot, and they're going to be in death camps, and they're going to turn our entire world into a giant prison with a geofence. They'll be zapping you like a dog with a shock collar, ladies and gentlemen. That's what these death towers are all about. That's what the smart cities are all about. And so they'll zap people into compliance. And when everybody's held hostage, who's going to dare to speak out? They're already censoring everybody online. It's not America anymore. They're raping it. Why? Because the enemy has taken over. They've infiltrated government. They've infiltrated corporate America. They've taken over. And now they're exterminating. They're defeating their enemy, America, the patriots, the Christians. And so this is why there's a Second Amendment, just in case the government gets hijacked. We can reverse course, but in many countries around the world, they've been disarmed. So they're going to have to bring the guillotine. They're going to have to bring the billy clubs. They're going to have to bring the baseball bats. They're going to have to get... they're going to have to go dark ages on their governments if they want to survive. But this death tower network has got to go. These things have a range of like 200 miles. They don't need to be parking them in your backyard. It's not about download speeds. It's about activating this virus and steering the pandemic and targeting people that they don't like. Just like the way they censor people online. We're going to have to leave it there for this broadcast. Be sure to follow our Telegram page for uncensored updates. Tons of news stories going through the Telegram every day. And of course, be sure to subscribe to our BitChute channel, Alien.Wars, because it's like they live on the television, and our Rumble page, Stranger Than Fiction News. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Until the next time, if you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.